Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Coming up Saturday, February 7th, that's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, the Messner Ranch Production Sale, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 50 bred Angus and Hereford heifers as well. For details about this year's Messner Ranch annual production sale, you can call Milt Messner at 580-273-9494 or Van Messner at 580-552-1555.
Interact with the best in farming and the industry at No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 27th and 28th in Salina, Kansas. Be sure to take in the industry morning marketplace the morning of the 27th and talk with vendors at the largest no-till trade show in the region. Get registered today at www.notill.org or call 785-210-4525. This 19th annual event is sponsored in part by Green Cover Seed, Pressbuster, and Agriculture Liquid Fertilizer.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now this morning. And, Tom, we take a look at these livestock futures here this morning. Wow, wild day on the cattle futures yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, and that's probably an understatement. We saw the markets yesterday, Dave, open mixed. Feeder cattle higher, live cattle a little lower. And then it did not take very long till we started seeing the whole complex just fall out of bed to the downside, including the hog market. One time, March feeders were down the $4.50 limit. Then we started seeing, as the morning went along, some buying come back in. At one time, we even pushed some feeder cattle into the positive side, but then everything went back lower. We closed with triple-digit losses yesterday, but our cattle did close well off the lows of the session. Now, fund long liquidation continues in our futures market. Panic selling also continues to help push cattle and hog prices lower. On top of that, we saw yesterday, February and April, hogs make a new contract low for the second straight session. Back to the beef, we saw choice box beef down $1.18 yesterday. Selects were down $1.02. Total movement of 161 loads. The daily cattle slaughter, 112,000 heads yesterday. Cash feeder index was down once again, $2.26. It has dropped over $13 in the past seven sessions. On the close yesterday, Feb cattle were $1.40 lower. March feeders down $2.37. And February lean hogs down $2.72.
We'll check the grains in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures as they closed yesterday. And the wheat and corn futures had pretty good days. The soybeans, though, still kind of toughing it out there, were negative yesterday.
That's right, Dave. Our wheat, corn, soybeans all started the session with negative trade, but then the wheat and the corn managed to start to trade on the positive side. Soybeans came off their lows, but was never able to get on the positive side yesterday. China canceled another U.S. soybean export sale yesterday. This is on top of the one they canceled back on Friday. The overall weather in South America is still mostly crop-friendly, and trading overnight has been active, but prices have been on the mixed side. March KC wheat now 3¾ cents higher. March corn down a penny. March soybeans 2 cents higher. The March cotton 20 points higher. March crude oil 29 cents higher. The March dollar index is down 44 cents. And March Dow Jones futures trading 80 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. And that's going to wrap it up for us. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.